AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Amid calls for his impeachment and demands that the cabinet invoke the 25th Amendment, along with being barred by Facebook and Twitter, President Trump concedes the election to Democrat Joe Biden and condemns his supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol after he held a rally calling for an end to the congressional certification of Biden's Electoral College victory.
My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy.
One woman was shot to death by a Capitol Police officer inside the building. Three other people, including a Pennsylvania man who ran a pro-Trump website, died of medical issues. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has accepted Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger's resignation. Capitol Hill Police Chief Stephen Sun also pressured to resign. The security leaders have been sharply criticized by members of Congress and others for failing to properly plan for yesterday's riot. Far-right and conspiracy groups had been active online for weeks leading up to yesterday's rally by Trump, who called on supporters to attend the rally and stop the Congress from certifying the election. Despite all that, they refuse offers of help from federal and local agencies. Assistance Defense Secretary Ken Rapuano.
We engaged with the Capitol Police last week and into the weekend. They confirmed to us after our request if they were going to come to us with any requests for assistance on Sunday, 3 January, that they were not going to have any requests for assistance for DOD.
A planned book by Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley has been canceled by its publisher in the wake of this week's siege of the Capitol. Hawley is calling the decision Orwellian and vows to fight it in court. Simon & Schuster says it decided to cancel the book deal because of the riot. This is AP News. The riot outside and inside the U.S. Capitol left a mess, prompting a New Jersey member of Congress to take action.
After voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential victory, New Jersey Democratic Congressman Andy Kim felt the weight of what happened wearing on him.
I was just very sad for our nation that we had gotten to this point.
Kim felt compelled to do something, to roll up his sleeves.
Our nation was bleeding and we need to find some way to move forward.
He said, when you see something you love that's broken, you want to fix it.
I worked as a United States diplomat before. I was stationed in Afghanistan. I've worked in Iraq before. So I've been in many lockdowns and shelter in places before. I just never imagined that I would ever have to do that at the United States Capitol.
Kim cleaned up water bottles, clothing, Trump flags, even a U.S. flag. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler has conceded her defeat in the runoff election to Democrat Raphael Warnock. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.